Yo, I'm sweating. All right.
Yeah, I was gonna say something, but I wasn't gonna do you like that,
bro.
Damn,
I'm sweating, bro. Like,
you are. You're like glistening, bro. What the hell? Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers Podcast. Tuning in, your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
Today we have another very special guest.
The Deep End.
The Deep End. How y'all doing, man?
Yes. Yo, always got a dab.
So you guys, the Deep End, you originally are from Charlotte, correct?
So let's have a conversation real quick.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
How do you define where you're originally from?
I'm from my mom's womb. That's where I'm from.
The motherland. The original.
The motherland.
Okay.
So that's where I'm from. Okay.
That's where we're all from. Okay, well, I'm going to take it to a different place.
Okay, go ahead. Do what you got.
I'm from the Fort. You from? That's where I rep. I was there for, 15 years or something? Mm-hmm. Some odd 15 years. I'm 28 now. So, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Damn, bro, I thought you were 21, no lie.
I drink my water. But I was born in New York, but I moved to North Carolina at
Makes more sense.
So that's why I'm saying, how do you determine where you're from? Because I say I'm from Charlotte, because if you put me in New York, it's a dub.
It's a dub.
I'm a walking lift. I'm not even on, you feel me?
Damn.
So my listeners or y'all listeners, whoever, if you see me in New York, you feel me? Help me.
Help. Capital H.
That's the way. Exactly. So, yeah. I was there from Charlotte.
Right. Okay, gotcha. Wait, what part of Charlotte?
East side, west side. Both.
East side, west side.
I spent like half and half. When I first moved to Charlotte, I was on west side, which is Double Oaks. They tore that down. And then my mom got a house on the plaza. So.
Gotcha.
So you're good friends with Alex Aff?
That's the homie. We're not good friends. You feel me? No cap.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's the homie, like... I respect his craft.
Right.
He put me on a show, like, Alex, don't be mad if I misquote you. I think it was 3 years ago we did something in Chapel Hill at Local 506. So, that's the homie.
Right.
He's from here.
He's from
Charlotte.
Yeah. We had an episode with him a while back, so I was just seeing, you know. Because I know he lives over there right now.
Yeah.
But you want to give us more of a backstory of, like, what it... I know we haven't really said what you do exactly.
I'm a rapper, you feel me? I'm a producer. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I'm a 2K player. But y'all got me on here. Y'all got me
put that on the resume.
Put that on the resume.
Right.
I'm waxing everybody.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Y'all got me here for rap. Y'all got me here for beats. I mean, that's why you wanted me, right?
Yeah.
We're here because the Deep End released his EP. What's the name of the EP? Okay. So one segment that I wanted to do is that I wanted to go through your EP. I'll say the title, and you'll say kind of like a brief description or like what went behind the scenes for that one song, or you know a certain thing that you like about the song. Anything, any thoughts that come to mind when you think about that one song?
Okay.
Shoot, I need the list.
Back to the basics.
Back to the basics.
That's number one. That's somebody is calling me. Anyway, back to the basics. You do not need to answer that. I said, didn't see their name. Oh no! I just got 8 notifications on Instagram.
Walks away.
So right.
We're not done yet.
Back to the basics. You feel me? That is strictly back to the basics.
Okay.
So I had writer's block for like 2 to 3 weeks, and like I don't really get writer's block. Because my process is like me and God, but I don't think I was like one with God. That's why I say I've been feeling lost lately, but I'm back. I've been needing God lately.
Yeah.
And I'm back. Because like once I started that song and just like all the lyrics just came out, like it was like a flow. Like, because I don't just sit there and write. Like I put on a beat or make a beat and start freestyling.
Gotcha.
And so like it'll come out naturally.
A flow of motivation.
Yeah. And then once I freestyle like the first 2 lines and I start writing off that. You feel me? Like I'm not the guy who's just in it. I'm not about to say I freestyle all my verses. But anyway, you wanted a quick one. Back to the basics is going back to the basics and having fun with shit, not being a perfectionist.
Okay.
Number two.
I like that.
Oh, y'all want me to tell you? Okay.
Yeah.
Number two is Audi. You feel me? So skirt. Audi is just some fun shit. You feel me? Like,
for some reason, I don't know if sorry for
interrupting. Go
ahead. But for some reason on Apple Music, they're kind of out of order. Like, I think Audi's one of the last ones.
But if you go to the project, now maybe if you go to my top songs, the top songs are out of order. But if you go to the actual project, it's in order.
Gotcha.
So Audi is number two. So Audi, that was just some fun shit where I just wanted to talk shit and have fun. Mm-hmm. So my homeboy Suggs drives the Audi.
Okay.
So like, it was just the spirit of being in that Audi, like, going fast, like, just having fun, like, sometimes being in the passenger side of your best friend's ride is actually a fun thing, because you don't have to worry about shit, and, like, if my man's just going to hundo, I'm just like,
no, I'm worried about shit.
I mean, if something happens, if he crashes his car, you know what I'm saying, homie, hey, that's all you, that's all you.
I mean, it is what it is, it was meant, it was meant to be, say, like, but that's number four. So number three is bet, right?
You bet.
Bet. So my homeboy, his name is Ben Yamea Sefer, right? He's in Charlotte. One thing he always says is bet, bet. So I'd be like, yo, you pulling up? Bet, bet. So that's why I say bet, bet twice in the song. But like,
it's like double assurance, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like double tap. Right? It's like double tap. So like, bet is just, it's just when I made that beat, it just felt like summer. And you know, y'all are Spanish, so y'all know.
Yeah.
I'm saying it real English, like, but I don't know, like, you know, y'all know what it means, like.
Why'd you choose to make it Spanish?
Yeah.
Because I love Spanish. So my problem is I have a problem like committing to things aside from music. So like not women if I, you know, we ever start talking. I can't be that point. But like I do a lot of things. I read a lot of books. I got a 9-to-5 still, like I'm work out, like it's just time is of the essence and sometimes I'll be bullshitting. So like I literally spent my whole life learning Spanish in school. And then I never went to a country or like hung around anybody that could like make me practice it.
Hey, man.
So like if people speak Spanish, I understand it.
Yeah, but it's
hard for me to come back and say it back to them. So like I was using Duolingo and learning it. So it's just in me. You feel me?
I mean, well, if you go to Dominican Republic, you look Dominican, so you'll feel
it. Big poppy, Ortiz, you feel me? Yeah.
So. All right, so hit us with a couple, you know, phrases, sentences in Spanish. Something, just something.
Oh,
okay. ¿Cómo estás?
You feel okay. Right in.
You feel me? ¿Qué estás diciendo? You feel me?
Okay, so Dominican girls, hit them up.
You feel me? What are you saying? Ben aquí. You feel me?
Ooh.
What's good?
You said Ben aquí,
bro. I'll be chewing.
You
feel me?
Damn,
why not, bro?
So holla at him.
Cuidado.
You feel me? He said cuidado.
You feel me? Like that's not... We're going to spend too much time.
You feel me?
So,
yo, now I want to go to Dominican Republic with you, bro.
Take me with you, bro. Let's do it. Let's shoot a video out there wearing the Trace
Hall.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind, bro.
That would be dope.
That would be dope.
Imagine if you did like each song in a different like Spanish country or something.
Wow.
Yo, that would be lit.
If we did that, then y'all would have to. It would be the remix version. Y'all have to rap it.
That would be great.
Hey,
we have to rap all the lyrics in Spanish.
Hey, man, we got a weak bars of the week, so we
why not?
We have our own segment called Weak Bars of the Week.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow, that's lit.
Bruh, but I mean.
That's a bar itself.
Yeah, weak bars of the week, but yeah.
Wow, y'all really work the other way. I said, yeah, the same time.
Bruh.
Yeah, I didn't even know this.
Yeah. I'm in the middle, so I'm getting both.
Bruh.
Pause. But anyway. So
to the next thing. How did
I mean, it's cool.
Sorry. No, sorry. Oh, I did. Sorry. Let's finish.
Okay, so four is C'est la vie. So around it.
French.
Yeah, French. So S Club 7, throwback, they got a song called C'est la vie. And like, ever since I was like fucking 6 or 7, like, can I curse? It's too late now. I already did it. So ever since I was 6 or 7, like, C'est la vie, like, I just like that, the way it sounds. And it means like.
It's life.
Yeah, like such is life.
It
is what it is, you feel me? So like you got bet, okay, cool.
Bet.
C'est la vie, it is what it is.
Bet
next song is tripping. But I'm not tripping. Hoes be tripping, but I'm not tripping.
Yeah.
You feel me? And a lot
that's
of
true boy.
You feel me? Hoes
be tripping.
You feel me? And like
be tripping big time.
Some of the like, as a rapper, like you have to use the lingo that's of the times, right? But yeah. When I'm with the homies, I don't say drip.
No,
I don't say drip. It just don't I'm like I'm that person that's late to the party on purpose. Like, I don't like to do shit when it's cool, you feel me?
Yeah,
so, like,
that's
who I am. That's why I say y'all need to say y'all got the sauce, but I'm not dripping. Like, y'all can drip if y'all want, but that's not me.
Yeah.
Like, cool. That's cool. That's not me. I'm not hating on y'all, but that's not
you
me.
You stay in your lane, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's your own
so,
lane. So.
That's what tripping is about. Like, you're staying in my own lane. Fun fact, me and him was recording a video. Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't recording a video. My videographer, Ryan Pham, was recording it. We went to the mountains and shot this video. It'll be out at some point. But
can I ask what mountains?
It's called Grayson Island, right?
Is that in North Carolina?
Nah, it's on the border of Virginia and North Carolina.
Okay.
Grayson Island Park. They got little ponies there too, but their ponies not in the video. They didn't make an appearance.
Right.
But yeah, so as soon as we got back from like shooting that video.
Mm-hmm.
You would, because that was an all day shoot. You would think we would just chill.
Nah,
we got some Coronas or Yinglings. Was it Yinglings? I was drunk by the time we were done, so I don't remember.
Bruh.
But me and him got some beer, started drinking and making beats, and then tripping just came out. Like, I was drunk as fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was drunk as fuck.
Hey.
So that's why it's kind of just like I'm the deep end, but like with the project, I just wanted to have fun.
Yeah, you feel me?
So like, just being drunk with my homie, that's like,
that's big for us.
It's life, right?
Yeah. So that, no, that's five, because we did LIB and we did Tripping. And the last one is 111. And 111 is like, man.
That one sounded deep.
Nah, 111 is like, it came from a place of, so I say, what is it, doctor, did you put some venom in my prescription? I had literally just saw venom with a shorty.
Oh, really?
When she seen it, she gonna know who she is. Yeah, I just saw venom with a shorty. And like, I was literally just like, all right, let me write this shit out. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of where the place I was in my life. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what the newer shit, you're probably gonna hear more of that vibe.
Yeah.
Cause like I said, I am the deep end, but I just wanted to make some shit for the summer. Like, yeah, have fun. Yeah. So like with 111, like fun fact, like in the second half, like I say, the power of the tongue make you think twice, and the power of the pussy make you think for cookie. Mm-hmm. And after that, everything is a freestyle. God. Like I had the shit on my phone, and I was rapping, I typed on the computer, I typed the lyrics, you feel me? And so once I got to that point, I just closed my eyes. I was high as fuck. So I just closed my eyes, and then I just kept going. And I literally, and I sent it to him, and he was like, damn, that shit's fire.
Holy
and
shit.
I didn't record it, because it was a voice memo.
Right.
And
right.
So then...
He had to write it down for you?
Nah, I was able to transcribe it. I don't pay him enough for that.
Right.
So then the next day, I'm sitting on the couch playing 2K, smack. And I just keep singing the verse over and over again. I'm like, you know what, bro? That's God telling me to record it.
Let's do it.
So I recorded it. It wasn't going to be on the project. It's really supposed to be a bonus track. But the homies was like, nah, you got to put it out.
And we had to.
That's crazy.
He told me that. My engineer, Brian Kidd, did. My homie, Ace Anderson, did. Like, so
that's
I said.
Awesome.
So do you prefer notepad and ink?
No.
Or
I did a notepad. I wrote like one song called Profundo Reflexio. And I think that's Latin. But what is Latin? I don't even know if I said it right. But I wrote, that was like one of the first songs when I was at NC State that I put out. And like everybody on Twitter was like putting, they were writing my lyrics. Like they was really, that's when I knew, okay, this is what I need to do. And that was like the last time I wrote on a piece of paper. Like everything's, I'm a millennial, right?
You're
not a millennial. What am I?
You are.
I'm a millennial?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so
like
wait a minute. When we do this, make sure the camera zooms in on my face because this is an existential.
Oh yeah,
I
still having a hard time believing that you're 28, bro.
Oh my bad. I'm not. I'm 27.
Oh,
but I'll be 28 November 1st. So I'm 28.
Bro, like wow. Like I relate more to you than I do with my like. You know,
it's the energy, bro.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
An age thing, it's the energy.
You're right.
I done had good energy when I was like 19 when you started. They didn't think I was older, but I was hanging out with people that were way older than me.
Yeah,
like it's just your energy.
Yeah,
you feel
it's
me?
Your
so,
energy.
What about that?
Because I'm just like, now, bro, I'm 19, but it feels like I'm talking.
You're 19?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay.
He's like, all right, I feel a little safer.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, like,
why is that so shocking, bro? Come
no, it's not shocking that you're 19. I like 22. I was like, all right, bet I'm cool with that. Like I knew, I had a feeling with that. I mean, but you 19. That's dope.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's dope.
That's
okay.
Dope. Nah, that's dope, bro. You doing this at 19?
Yeah.
That means the sky's the limit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It should be.
Nah, the space is. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah.
Nah,
I'm kidding. Well, it's the sky because you can't get the space till you pass the sky.
You're right.
I wanted to ask you about your actual like name.
The Deep End,
like where
it came from some Tumblr shit. So I used to want to be Tumblr famous, but I could never figure out that algorithm. I wasn't cool enough. So it was some hoes on Tumblr. Not even hoes, y'all. So this was when I was like 17.
That's crazy.
Like, you 17. Yeah, like what happened was I had wrote like a line because this was before I started rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would write poetry and shit, and I said some shit like, "Why y'all on the shallow and I'm on the deep end" or some shit.
Damn.
And then I was like...
With three E's?
Yeah. Well, no, it was two E's. So
oh,
it was two
okay,
E's.
Okay.
Okay, let me bring it full circle. It was two E's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I was on Twitter, and I was trying to come up with a name. But I was coming up with... I love Kingdom Hearts. I was coming up with corny shit like King of Hearts and like whack shit like that. And so when I wrote
right.
that... Yeah, when I wrote that line, I was like, bro, like, I'm the deep end. And I'm deep as fuck. Like, anybody that knows me know I'm like deep. Sometimes I'm overly deep. Like, I analyze everything.
Which is...
Something
I
mean,
yeah, you feel me? Bro, you know that. But y'all see how he dubbed me on camera?
You got two hands, bro.
He asked for the handshake, and then dubbed me. Wow.
I'm zooming in on that.
We just gonna need one of those now.
Yo.
Oh, my
yeah,
God. That is about to be crazy.
So, and then also, man, it's crazy. I was talking to my homie, like, and like, so when people, like, kind of lose themselves, they go off the deep end. Mm-hmm. And, like, I save people from the deep end, too.
Yeah.
Like, with my music. Like, y'all, when I walked in, I was playing, like, Bond / The Formula from Think the Thoughts. And, like, I needed that. Like, I had to let go of Deadweight, like, to elevate. Like, yeah. I really had to let go of Deadweight to elevate. Mm-hmm. I had to sit back and breathe, meditate. Like, countless people have come to me, like, this is my favorite song. And I wouldn't have thought that. You feel me? Because there's some bangers on there. Like, not compared to Rana. Rana got bangers. But, like, there's some bangers on, like, Think the Thoughts. And I just assumed. But nah, that one touched them real, like, a lot.
Yeah. I had been following you for a while, too. And I had tagged you in that song playing my story and stuff. Yeah, that one's one of my favorites, too. Because it's just, like, what you're saying in the song that just, like you said, it touches people.
Yeah.
It's relatable.
And, yeah.
So.
And that's how deep it is, bro. Like, just going a little bit further into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't always want to be too deep or you're drowning. So, like, there's two sides to every coin, bro.
Yeah,
that's what Verano's for. Like, it's the summertime. I'm not dropping no Sad Boy music in the summertime.
Hell no.
You get 111. You'll get that. That'll be your dose of Sad Boy.
Yeah.
You get one. You can listen to it 11 times.
It's basically a balance. Basically. You create a balance.
God creates a balance. You feel me?
Which is dope.
It's all God, man. I want to take credit for it, but it's all God. Like, even if I tell you how I got even started, like, with like, making beats, like, my homeboy Suggs gave me his machine. He bought a machine because I rap, and, like, I guess that inspired him to get into music.
Mm-hmm.
He bought that shit and didn't use it for, like, a year and a half, and then just gave it to me.
Damn.
And I've been using that same machine since
then.
Everything.
How old is it?
He stopped making my beats, like exclusively in 2013, 14?
Yeah, it was about 13.
Yeah. And I started making beats, and it was New Year's Day, 15.
Would you consider it like old school yet or not? Would you consider it old school equipment or not?
I mean, it's the MK2 micro. Like, I mean, you could be.
It's a throwback. They got touch screen, machines now.
Yeah, I don't see Night Wonder or some crazy shit, like on some newer shit. Like, it ain't in my budget yet.
I don't know why, but I love the aesthetic of like older, old school, like equipment. It's like, it's not too much, but it's not too little. It's like, it's just right, you know. It's like,
I mean, the basics.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was, there was some shenanigans going on, and I spilled like a whole like bottle of liquor on it.
Oh man.
And I thought that shit was done.
Fuck.
You saw sparks?
I didn't see no sparks, but when I plugged in, it didn't turn on. But I mean, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. 3 days later, right before I like switched DAW to Logic, I plugged it in because God was like, plug it in, and it turned on. So I just learned my lesson, bro. It turned on.
Holy shit.
I learned my lesson.
Came back to life.
Yeah.
Now, bro, he got drunk. He said he knew break, and he came back.
He did. God
came back a lot.
He needed me to, like, value it more. You feel me?
Shit.
Like, now I treat that shit with utmost respect.
With respect.
You feel me?
I wanted to talk about, like, your growth as an artist from your older project to now. How do you think that it's changed?
Confidence, conviction.
Confidence. That's intention.
Because this is actually, like, so I've been working on a lot of music. We'll just put it like that.
Yeah.
So this project is, like, this Verano project is, like, it was birthed by a lot of work.
Because
it's been 2 years since anybody, like, heard from me in terms, like, musically in terms of putting out music anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? So then I started putting out the freestyles, the Passing Me By, the Championship DNA. I put out Sleep. So, like, I grew trying different things and, like, learning. Because 111, I made that shit in October last year.
Holy shit.
Like,
yeah.
That was newer.
You feel me? Like, and that's
just
on, that's still on there. And just think, if I made that October, like, last year, and you fuck with it, how many other songs have I made that you probably fuck with?
Yeah, we don't know
exactly.
About.
So this was like, yo, let me focus. Like, and Vet, I say, what did you say? I got to get all of my branding. I'm in the process of popping. I got to get all of my branding and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this project was like learning how to brand and market. Like, Think Good Thoughts to me is a gem. And my project way back 30 feet deep, when we first started, it was fire. But the problem I've always had was I don't brand and market well. And as an artist, I can be dope as fuck, but if I don't know my weaknesses, then I can't ever turn them into strengths.
Yeah, there you
so,
go.
This project has been about, like, just, it's a test project, but it's a real project. You feel me? Like, it's not like, oh, let me just get this to them, just give them something. It's no, let me get this to them and let me learn from it as they consume it.
So what do you do to market and promote your music? Or do you have somebody that does it for you?
Nah, I mean, I do it myself. I talk to the homies that come up with ideas. Like, with this project, I got a lot of ideas. And, like, this project had to come out when it had to come out because it's called Verano. It's the summer project. It couldn't come out in fall. So, like,
of course,
I didn't have the time to roll it out as much as I wanted to, but everything from the pictures to the cover was vision. You feel me? Yeah. Like, it was like, yo, all right, well, we want these colors. We want it this style. Okay, we shot it this way. We're going to use this later. Like, it's like, it's, I can't speak too much about it because then I will ruin what's going to come in the future.
Yeah.
But like now, like with this project, I learned, like, a lot of people tell you to have everything figured out, right? But yeah. Sometimes it's not about having it figured out. It's about offering it to people. And then as you go, continue to go. You feel me? Like, one thing I would say as an artist is you want to have a website.
I couldn't have.
Yeah.
And I just got my website.
Yeah.
But literally everything played perfectly. So I'll give you an example, right? So, like, okay. So I released the project on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Boom. Easy branding. Everybody, and easy branding marketing. It's a project release.
Of course.
Everybody's going to pay attention. The next day, shit went so hammer that first day. I don't know how y'all did it. I love y'all. It passed Think Good Thoughts. Like,
oh.
Like, literally, every single song passed every single song of Think Good Thoughts.
That's cool.
Like, when I looked at it, when I looked at that shit at like 7 p.m., like, I think Back to the Basics and Bet had moved up, but they were still, like, below five songs of Think Good Thoughts. I looked at that shit at 11:09. This shit, all the songs moved to the top.
God.
So I'm just like, whoa, that's crazy. So okay, so when we talk about like branding and marketing, well, that shit made me excited.
Yo, like,
somebody who fuck with me will be excited too. You feel me? So let's use that. Let's create a moment with that.
Yeah.
Boom. Next day, post a picture, right? Like a picture that I would have posted anyway for marketing purposes, just to keep myself going. But I also posted the accomplishment. Like, you guys just did this. Y'all set fire to that bitch, and now it's up there. So that's another day where people are focused. That's Thursday. Then we come to Friday. Boom. I've been had the website ready. Let's put the website up. Keep people engaged.
Keep them engaged.
You feel me? Consistency. It's content.
Yeah.
It's content. And that's all people do. So you can either have all that shit planned out or you can keep planning. And I think a lot of times what we do with artists, and I did this with Think Good Thoughts, is since we don't plan out in the future, I mean, like in the past before it comes out, if we don't plan it out, we just let it die.
Yeah. Like, slowly die. Sometimes slowly.
Sometimes it's quick.
Right.
If you don't have a fan base, like a hungry fan base, and you don't remind them, and you're dealing with algorithms, it doesn't matter. So it's like, no matter what I do, I have to continue to promote the music. Or like, you put out a podcast and you want that shit to do numbers, you got to continue to promote the podcast.
Yeah,
that's why you shoot promo clips and do all this other shit. Like, you got to continue keeping shit afloat. And I had to learn that. Like, it's not just as simple as, oh, I'm dope. Here go this project. Sorry.
Nobody cares.
Nobody
gives a fuck. That's interesting, because most artists leave that shit to somebody else, and that person that does it, just, you know, doesn't do a good job with it, and that's like, the project is good.
Mm-hmm. But there's no communication.
So yeah, there's no communication.
It's just not really there.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work out, you know, and that's the thing. Like, it's good music, but if you don't know how to promote it, and then... If you don't know how to promote it and push it, then you know it's
a learning process.
Yeah, that's also
that's the thing you got to read. I'm reading Unlabeled by Mark Echo. Nipsey had a book that he was talking about. Nipsey had a book called Contagious. Well, he didn't write the book, but he read the book, right? And that's what came up with the idea. That's how he came up with the idea for the $100 mixtapes. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, like, I've been telling people, bro, I know people don't like to read, but like, that Crenshaw shit changed Nipsey's trajectory. Not saying he wasn't gonna be great, but it changed his trajectory, right? But think about this. The part about the part that inspired the $100 mixtape, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was in the introduction to the book. Mm-hmm. He didn't even have to finish reading the book. He just picked up the introduction and it changed his fucking life.
And it changed, wow. That's the importance of trying to gain knowledge. That's the thing, like, I know you love to do this one thing, but it's important to gain knowledge that surrounds that one thing.
If you don't, you're gonna get shafted, or you're not going nowhere. Then you got people, then you're gonna be an artist that's always complaining about nobody supports me, nobody does this and that. Bro, like, you're an artist, dog. Like, it's like a sports team. They got marketing and shit too. Like, people have to want a champion in you. Like, you gotta earn that shit.
It's a brand.
Yeah, it's a brand. And I had to learn that branding wasn't a bad thing. Because sometimes branding can be real inauthentic.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate everything that's inauthentic. Like, I like to stay true to me. Like, somebody tell me, all right, we're gonna shoot a video, but I want you to wear this. I want you to do this. If I can't really see myself doing it, I'm not doing that shit for shock value.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's why I didn't like branding. But I had to learn that branding is just a representation of yourself. And it's like narrowing it down and like feeding it to something.
Yeah,
this is who I am. This is what you can expect from me. Like, and it goes as simple as like, and it's the book I read of Mark Echo. It's like, it's not about what you say, it's about what you do. Dog, for the past 2 days, well, not these 2 days, but like Thursday and Friday, the website wasn't completely finished. I had to finish it because I knew that I wanted to put it out on Friday. Man, I was chilling and not want to move.
Right.
But I was like, bro, yeah. I said I was going to do it.
Yeah,
I had somebody on Thursday, on Wednesday, the day the project dropped, I had somebody say, oh, well, is your shit on Bandcamp? I told them I'm going to put it out when I get off work. It's 11 o'clock. I did not feel like putting it up. But I said I was going to do it. So you know what I did? I put it on Bandcamp. I tweeted him. I said, yo, my apologies for the delay. Here it goes.
There you go.
Next day he listened to it. Like, you feel me? He wouldn't listen to it if I would have did it.
Yeah. You gotta give people what they want, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
So, exactly.
There you go.
Stay true to you though.
Yeah.
Give them what they want.
But they're gonna want you though. Because the people that like when you stay authentic, you only attract people that like are like you, like-minded.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's why I tell people, bro, like if you really believe you're dope and you really work at it, don't really care too much about what people say. But
I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah, because people will tell you, like, people literally will tell you, like, something is not good. Like, and it's not even no slight. I love this man. So, Audi's on the project. When he first heard it, he didn't really like it.
Really?
He didn't really care about it, like, at all. And, like, so it sat in my voice memos. And then I came back 6 months later and heard it, and I was like, nah, I need to record this.
Yeah.
People are telling me it's their favorite song. And, bro, that's my brother. Like, we got love for each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, go ahead.
Critiquing is fine. It's totally fine. But at the end of the day, sometimes you just gotta try it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, like maybe some, you know, a group of people don't like it. And this happens between, you know, me and Hector, you know, vice versa, both ways.
Yeah.
Where, hey, I'm like, let's not do that. But then he's like, let's do it, bro. It might be a good thing.
Yeah.
And then we do it, and I'm like, that shit was fire.
That shit was smart.
Yeah.
That shit was
teamwork.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
You deserve that one. Okay?
You're right. That was a little bit of a murder.
Yeah.
I did to you, but and also one thing is that authentic people, at the end of the day, they are the trendsetters. They are the trendsetters. Like, if you stay authentic to yourself, like, those are the people who really create the trends. And then, you know, the fake cats and, you know, the hoes be following.
You feel me? Hoes be tripping, but I ain't tripping.
Yeah, you right.
You consider yourself a trendsetter?
I consider myself blessed.
Blessed.
If people want to follow me, they can follow me. You feel me? Like, I'm still trying to figure my shit out. I just want you to listen to the music because I know my authenticity is going to help you.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, do I consider myself a trendsetter? That's crazy. I mean, I got people saying, you feel me? If you hear people say, you feel me? I set the trend. But but everybody's a trendsetter because I set the trend. It's crazy how this shit works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I say, you feel me, like, all the time, right? And so now people really be like, you feel me, like, when they talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And people be like, yo, Deep, he always saying, you feel me. But I learned that from my homie, Dwayne. We used to work together at AT&T, and he will always say that shit, and it just got stuck in me. So everybody's a trendsetter, you feel me?
Yeah, it's a big circle.
As long as you be authentic, like, we go back to authenticity. As long as you stay authentic, you can become a trendsetter because it's like slang, bro. Like, I said, I don't want to say drip, but, I mean, if somebody authentically said, like, if I go to Atlanta and that's all they're saying, that they really mean it, it's not going to sound corny to me. It's going to catch on because I'm in a place where it birthed from. I never said, bro, like, when people say, like, you're not going to do it, like, they say in Charlotte, they say won't. I never said won't. I'm 27. I'd be like, you won't try me. Yeah, it sounds weird, but if you're from the floor, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's what it is, bro.
True.
Yeah, authenticity, man.
My accent still hits sometimes, so sometimes I don't, like, really...
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's the
thing. So it's, sometimes it sounds normal to me, sometimes it don't, like...
Yeah.
Me, I'm just kind of a mixture. It's like... I mean, I grew up in the area, you know, High Park, you know, and then, you know, the rest of East Durham. But I'm just like, sometimes my accent goes to country, in English, of course, I'm not talking about Spanish.
Yeah.
Goes to country, then...
Is there a country Spanish word?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's painful, but yes.
I feel like
it's
country in any language.
But, yeah. Just to start wrapping it up, usually what we like for the guests to do is leave the Pioneer Nation with a question, thought, concern, idea. What do you want to leave with?
Wow.
And then we got to put the plug in because EP and social media.
Okay, so a question. Damn, I don't want to be like cliche.
Or a quote, you've said a bunch of deep shit. Like, you could say...
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make this easy for everybody, because I don't even think too hard. This is what I want everybody to do. I want you to pick up a book called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say. That book changed my life.
Putting you on.
If you like anything I talk about, if you like my deepness, my intellect, you feel me, my patience, because I'm really an asshole, But I'm gonna share with everybody. List. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Anybody, I really at some point gonna start a book club.
Okay.
Some shit. But like, I just, I don't wanna feed you anything. You feel me? I'm gonna make you think about making you read, because we need to read more.
Yeah.
I went to college, I went to state, you feel me? And I learned when I graduated that I only hated reading because I was forced to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Find some shit you like. Go ahead.
Today we fed you music, jokes. His background, jokes, slurs,
big slurs,
and books and knowledge.
Yeah,
so that was like a tire screeching noise right there.
Please do. Please do. Or take my ad-lib, like skirt. He's skirt on me. Just put that in
there.
Just get him dirty.
Yeah, it's funny as shit. So, plug, where can they find you?
You can find me at thedeepin.com. Yo, it's so cool to fucking say that.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I was on your website.
It looks clean.
It looks clean. It looks clean.
Shout out to the Slim Creative. He's my homie. Like, he.
Let's do it.
Him.
Oh, my bad.
But, I mean, different circles.
Beep. Like,
bro.
Nah, I'm kidding. Slim, don't kill me when you see this. Bruh. But nah, big facts. Yeah, the Deepin. So that's T-H-E-D-E-E-E, three E's, P-E-N-D. So you can type that on Google, and at this point, I kind of got that locked down. It's a blessing. There's not any other defense out there, and if you want to square up, you can play me in 2K for the name.
For the name.
And I play, I'm a Knicks fan. I'll play you with the Knicks. You can play with the Warriors, the Lakers. I don't care. Oh, I'm going Kobe with RJ.
Damn. Now I got to play you, bro. I got to play you now.
You want to play me for the set?
I probably said I'll kick some ass. I'll kick some ass in FIFA, though.
I'll play you in FIFA, too.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm gonna win, but my homeboy Christian, he's Mexican. Right. Oh, that man is fine. I beat him. Like, that man's the best. He plays soccer in real life.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
He be what's that shit called? Oh my god, it's like a league. It don't matter. It's an outdoor league, right? I mean indoor league. I forgot what it's called. I don't know if y'all play.
I used to play indoor.
Yes. But anyway, so like that man is cold. Cause he's really cold. Like I'm not used to 2K because I never played on a team, but I've always played basketball, so I know he knows soccer and he's raw.
Dang.
Like,
does he play barefoot?
In real life?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know he was going to try out for the local team. Like, and he was like, actually, he's from Mexico, and like, I think he went to like one of the camps in Mexico.
Oh,
and then
that's
he went to one of the camps in LA and shit too. Like, that boy's cold. That's but anyway, I beat him once in FIFA, and he has beat me 30 times since.
Damn.
Like, we used to play, and it was like close games, and I finally beat him, and he never took the foot off. So I'm kind of trained to play FIFA.
Yeah.
I might not beat you, but you're not about to wax me. Don't take you from me. Don't take it personal.
I mean, we can just play for the clout.
Yeah, why not? They do anything for clout.
Yeah, bragging rights. Yeah.
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights, bro. But where can they find their EP? What platforms are your EP?
You can find my EP on all the platforms.
Everything.
All streaming services. Apple Music, Spotify, you feel me? Tidal, Deezer.
Tidal, I've never heard of Deezer neither.
I haven't
I
even
need to check this out.
But DistroKid has. You feel me?
There you go.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Anything. My website, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. I put it on SoundCloud because Shorty asked me to put it on
Spotify
SoundCloud.
Too, right?
Yeah, Spotify.
Apple Music,
you have singles on there, right? On SoundCloud?
SoundCloud, you're going to find some beats.
Yeah.
And you're going to find, some singles. Some shit that I couldn't put on Apple Music because it's not clear. So.
Oh, okay.
That's stupid.
When you rap over other people, if I do a cover over something, it's a cover, I'm not a rock artist, but when you rap over somebody else's beat, you can't just upload that shit. Like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, it's not drive free.
They do that shit a lot on Spotify, though.
Spotify is different because it's like they allow mixtapes. So like Wayne's the Drop 3, I don't know if it's still on there. Don't quote me, but it used to be on it. And so on that, he just raps over everybody's beats.
Oh.
So I mean, if you can clear the Drop 3, you can do that there.
Gotcha.
Damn, maybe you should. Maybe I should do some research and get them singing.
I need to. But how said, you guys, thank you once again for tuning into the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, if you need beats, holler at me too.
Yeah, hell yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
quick side plug.
Always plug.
You can find us at Bull City Pioneers on all streaming platforms, literally. Thank you, SoundCloud, for letting us be ambassadors. If you're listening, I mean, not SoundCloud. God damn, and we're ambassadors. Stationhead, thank you, Stationhead. That's bad.
Stationhead,
no.
Stationhead, you watched the video.
I know, right?
It's because he didn't dab like he was wrong. Don't worry about it.
They about to hate me, but SoundCloud sponsor us. Stationhead, once again, thank you for tuning in. God damn it, love. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And I'm
we'll see you next time.